Previously on 2 Past Midnight.
Me and Special Forces here are going to do some hunting. Go find us some food and water and get rid of the girl.
You know which way to the church here? I figure we try and get there. Maybe meet up with the rest of our group. Possibly find somewhere safe for the girl.
Not going to be complicated at all.
Sorry, I should have probably warned you ahead of time.
No, that's fine. We'll just, you know.
Don't split the party.
Jeremy and Chris, you see a sniper position. Have a good day. If you need anything, ever you see us around, let us know. And you come walking up to the steps of this church with the little girl. Cut back over to Valentine and Murph, and we see Murph push the door open to the roof access. What does that look like, Chris?
He pushes the door open and immediately clears corner. Make sure that there's not a third or fourth person up there that we didn't see.
So just as he pushes the door open, nothing happens. You don't see anybody else on the stairwell going up to the roof.
Okay. Makes his way up and waves Valentine forward.
Mm-hmm.
And makes his way out to the roof.
Valentine hangs back at the stairwell and is covering down the stairs and the access.
Hmm. Yeah, so basically there's a door, and then it leads to that, like, on the other side of the door is a stairwell that goes up, and then at the top of that is another door that goes out to the roof.
So he's at the top of the stairs, inside the stairwell, just covering the bottom door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Murph, you go out that door, and you see the two bodies laying there, both with shots to the dome. Laying there, lifeless. See the Dragunov sitting there beside the one guy. You can see the binoculars sitting there beside the other.
Takes a second to admire their handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
And compare shots. grabs the weapons and the binoculars, but also searches their pockets and everything for anything usable. Especially money.
You notice the other guy that was the spotter, quote unquote, that had the shaggy hair, whatnot. He has a M4 with one reload. Oh, I'm sorry, two. He has two reloads. So he has the mag that's in it and an extra mag. And he has a knife. And he has a backpack that's with him, too. And then the other guy also has a backpack. And had a sidearm, and that sidearm is an M9.
Throw the M9 away.
No, he wants that. Reloads?
He has two reloads on that Dragunov. And one on the M9. Same thing. Also has a knife, and both of their knives are, one has a K-bar, and the other one has whatever the fuck the Soviet version of a knife is.
He also just tries to do a quick, like, check of the wrists and hands for tattoos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the guy with the goatee and the short haircut, you start checking him for tattoos, and you can see, like, what looks like prison tats on him, but, like, Russian gulag, like, Eastern Promises-style tattoos on him.
Good reference.
Right? I just literally just watched that movie last night because it's fucking amazing. And my wife hadn't seen it. And I was like, oh my God, have you not seen this movie? We need to watch it. Anyway. And so he's got that. The other one with the shaggier hair, you don't see any tattoos on him. He seems clean, like no tattoos or anything like that. But as you start kind of going through his stuff, you find a notebook in it. And in the notebook, you notice one that's all written in English. everything in that notebook is written in English. And you're just kind of like flipping through it real quick. And as you're flipping through, you see like jotted down on the margin of a page says Operation Reset. And we cut back away to Emmett and Josiah Bruce heading into a church.
So how does this work? Do we have to wait for service, or do you knock on the church, or is there a back door? Does Jesus come and help us in, or how does this work?
Yeah, you open the door. Jesus says, hey, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Is it Buddy Jesus? He's like doing the two buddy thumbs.
No, so you open the door, and as you kind of go in, you see someone there. He's dressed in nice for the, you know, times, you know what I mean? Like, he's not in like full suit or anything. It's like, hello, gentlemen. Are you here for mass?
Emmett, you're doing the talking. I don't speak church.
Actually, he would be saying it in Polish and then kind of like checking and seeing if you guys respond at all and be like, oh, you must be Americans.
Americans.
I must ask you to, we do not allow weapons inside the church. If you would, but you could leave them over there. Anything you have on you? And he like points over at this like closet, essentially, like that's off in the entrance, you know, like what would be where people would hang their coats and put their fucking umbrellas and shit. They're like, please put your weapons over there. This is still a house of the Lord.
Are there other weapons over there? Or would ours be the only weapons?
You don't really hear anybody else in there other than this guy, so you don't really see any other weapons over there.
All right, well, then we'll set him down in there for now.
Okay.
I take my lever action over and set it there, but I'm hoping he doesn't see my sidearm, the pistol I have.
Speaking of which, what gear do you guys have on you? Like,
I have the lever action rifle and the pistol and just a knife strapped to my back, kind of.
How many reloads did you have for your pistol?
I got rid of them, so I only have what's in the pistol plus one additional. I got rid of all the other reloads during my little merchandising thing.
Oh, okay.
And then the lever action has four reload or five total. What's in it plus four?
Okay. Brian?
It would be the M16, the Magnum, and the spiked bat. He would have left the M60 behind.
Okay. Yeah, you're not just walking down the street all Rambo?
Yeah, probably not. That's more for business purposes.
All right. Let me do something real quick. So it was sidearm, reloads, knife, sidearm. Someone roll me a D8.
Did we get pickpocketed earlier? One.
Your M9 is missing.
Saw that coming a mile away. I was trying to keep it. I was trying to say I would watch myself to get pickpocketed, but I know that's not possible.
That's what that recon roll was for.
We did well at the recon roll.
Which one?
Not well enough.
Which one? So, yeah, you notice your M9 is missing.
The M9 I had my hand on.
No. You said you had the hand on the girl. Yeah.
A hand on the girl and a hand on the side.
We could play the tape back, and I could listen for when you said you had your hand on the M9.
Run it back.
I mean, either way you thought your hand was on the M9. Apparently it wasn't. Because that's what that recon roll was for. So, yeah, you're missing your M9.
Well, then I'm not sneaking it.
All right, so, yeah, and like I said, you don't really hear anybody else in there, but you do notice that you're missing your M9 now. And you don't really hear anybody else in the chapel, in the sanctuary. And start putting your weapons over there in the coat check for the church. And you look around, and it's, for the most part, it's relatively empty right now. You see a woman over by the candles, and she looks like she's praying. You know, like lighting candles and whatnot. And you can see, maybe another person just sitting there in the pews quietly in the sanctuary. And that's about what you got inside of there right now.
Just FYI, Emma, if we see those drunk little kids, we need to murder them.
Duly noted. I guess talking to Padre, it's going to be trying to relay the information about
Father Roberts and
Father Rogers, yeah.
And you mean the guy that was at the front door when you came in with the suit? That's who you're talking about, Padre?
Yeah,
because he's not a priest. He's not a. He's just a guy in a. He's just a well dressed guy, quote unquote well dressed.
Well, then is there anybody here that is running this joint or?
Father McIntyre usually does the mass, but I haven't seen him in a few days. I assume he's going to be here.
Well, he's deceased.
Deceased? What do you mean? When did this happen?
There was a bit of a riot situation at the front, one of the gated entrances, and he took a stray round of the head.
What? I don't understand. He was outside the city?
Yeah, he was at the refugee camp.
Oh, yes, I heard about that last night, the other night. I heard there was commotion there. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, he ended up heading home during that. He was actually escorting us in when everything happened. We were trying to come in to find sanctuary for the little girl. I'd tell you her name, but she doesn't talk.
Yeah, and he said he had food and supplies for us if we needed them.
Roll persuasion on that.
Straight?
Yeah.
Just checking. We outnumber him. I just wasn't sure. One success.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, what? I don't know what food and supplies he would have. I mean, but had just had food that he ate on a, you know, his own rations. But I mean, those were, you know, from day to day, he would, you know, like the rest of us, skip meals as needed to make the supplies last. But I mean, I don't know what else he would have had. If you want, I can ask one of the sisters and see if maybe they know something of this. And you said you do not know this little girl's name. I'm assuming she must be a Pole then.
Yeah. She hasn't said a word in any language, so I don't know if she speaks at all.
And he like looks down at her and he says, and he says something in Polish to her, and she kind of like scurries back behind Josiah. Like, not scurries, but just kind of like she's standing there, like behind his leg a little bit. He's like, she seems very skittish.
Yeah, she's been through the ringer. So, I mean, it's understandable. We're just, you know.
Yeah, we're all coming from outside the city. So things out there have gotten pretty bad.
If you want, as I said, I can get one of the nuns and see if they know anything.
I mean, is there some kind of...
is there an orphanage anywhere?
Orphanage or something around here, yeah.
I mean, there are many orphans in this city.
I'm sure.
Orphanage is, you know, a different kind of situation. Not well-funded enterprise anymore.
Look, I'm not looking to house hundreds. I just need to make sure that she's taken care of. Father McIntyre pointed us here for aid. The Lord has delivered us under your doorstep. We're not looking for, you know, we're not looking to hold up here for long. We just need her to be taken care of, because with us, she's going to end up dead. We're also looking for a couple of comrades of ours that may have headed this direction. Father McIntyre said he spoke to them a couple days ago. Probably this side of a week. And an American talks kind of funny in an older Polish gentleman.
As I said, I can ask the sisters, but perhaps they know of these people. But I will be right back. Just one sec.
I appreciate it.
He starts to head off towards the down through the sanctuary and kind of back through a door.
Sounds like this church is a bit of a rudderless ship. I don't know if anybody knows what's going on. They don't know your friends. They don't know where their priest is, and they seem to not really care too much about a little girl in need.
No, it doesn't seem like anybody here is actually in charge of anything.
Well, but it's warm and we're out of the weather.
Yeah, for the time being.
We cut back over to the rooftop with Murph and Valentine. And Murph sitting there with that notebook, stuff written in English. A lot of it seems like, if you start digging into it, it looks mostly like gibberish. Like, it'll just be like, maybe, like, he was writing fucking poetry or something. Occasionally you'll see like strings of numbers, not like rhyming poetry, but like free verse, E.E. Cummings, Walt Whitman type shit, but not quotes, but like in that sort of style. Like, it just, that's what it seems to be in it. But you do see Operation Reset written in the margins on one of the pages.
And there's, I guess there's no way to really tell what nationality the guy is, but distinguishing marks, anything like that, stuff he carries, no way to tell, right?
Nope.
Okay, so he takes the...
He's got a bullet hole in his head.
Yes, he does. good shot, Valentine. He tucks the notebook in like the waistband of his pants, or I guess he's got BDU still. grabs the rest of the gear, but that he's going to keep separate. No need to show that. And then,
yeah. And in their packs, you find like a change of clothes, and like each of them had like 2 days of rations and 2 days like of water and food each.
Yeah, he's going to grab the packs, sling them over his shoulders and the weapons, and go to the door and like show him what he's got. He's like, hey, you need to carry some of this shit too.
Yeah, here, we come off the roof.
And you look across, and from this view, you can see the tops of the buildings in Krakow. And you can see off in the distance, you'll see ones that look like they're still standing and they're still structurally sound. And then you'll see some that look like there's holes through them, where like artillery has come down through. You'll see some buildings that are collapsed. And like from this vantage point, like off in the distance, about maybe 2 clicks, you can just see this like steeple up and like a crucifix over it to the northeast. And to your west, you can actually see the castle there in Krakow, like down the river. And even then, like across the river to your south, you can see straight south of you, you see like mostly blown out fucking terrain. Buildings have just been bombed out to your south, like right there by the river. But you see like one lone building sitting there in the middle of all that, and it looks like untouched. Through that distance, you can just hear this like the bass sound kind of reverberating a little bit over the terrain. And that's what you got.
While he's up there, he does a quick survey of the surround. I know you just gave me a whole description, but looking for good vantage points for a setup.
Building. Yeah. But around the bunker, that whole fucking area around it is blown the fuck out. It's just like literally one building sitting in the middle of like desolation.
Okay. So after he goes down, he first, what's that sound? What is that bass sound?
Is the bunker. Is nightclub.
Is that why it's the only untouched thing here?
I don't know why it's the only untouched thing, but it is disco. They dance, you know, drink. That is where Zelko is.
Still operating, huh? Okay.
Still? Question mark. Looking at Ref for more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still?
Still. Still operating.
All right.
Yeah, it's still operational. All of a sudden, like, through that, the bass kind of stops for a second, and you hear... You can hear, like, the beginning of, like, Freebird coming over the terrain.
Oh, Jesus. Someone put it on the jukebox. Yep. Sure.
Okay, there seems to be a lot of good firing positions in this city.
Yeah, what we want to do is we want to get down to the point at the bend in the river so that way we can watch their operation coming and going. See their resupplies. When Zelko comes out, he is who we need to take out.
And how many people he's got with him.
Exactly. This is not the final trip. This is survey.
So, for reference sake, on this map, the one you're in, where it's like the light green color underneath you, that is a built-up area. That means there are buildings, there are things like that. Okay. To the south, where you see it all like exploded and shit.
Yep.
That's what that looks like. To your west, where it's like that beige color.
Yeah.
It's not built up. That's like open.
The riverbank.
Yeah. And yeah.
Open. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So you want to go to the southeast of the hex that the...
Correct. That the bunker's in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going around the hex to southeast of the bunker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But brass tacks. What gear do you want out of that, Murph? I would like a backpack and the SVD reloads very much.
How about the? Well, I want to use the Dragunov as well.
Do you need two sniper rifles?
No, I don't want to use the hunting rifle for a sniper rifle.
Why not?
The hunting rifle does more, or the sniper rifle does more damage and has better range.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll, you know, it. I think it only had two. I've got here two reloads.
Yeah.
So
I'll split the reloads with it.
Well, that's fine. Well, that leaves me with just the mag that's in it. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Good deal.
And obviously, I'm gonna keep a backpack. And oh, I hand him the Russian knife as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a Russian combat knife, whatever the fuck they have.
Yeah.
Not the spring-loaded Spetsnaz one.
Ow!
That's awesome, by the way.
All right.
I hope you guys kept the M9.
Oh, I'll throw it away. I sell it as soon as I...
It's in the back. You just left
it. He puts the M9 right in his chest holster where it was before.
The other M9 he had.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's right. There was a possibility on that roll that it was the 357 of the things that got lifted, by the way. So,
Valentine would also like to take the binos.
Yeah.
Unless they were broken?
No. Okay. They weren't broken in the headshot. The guy was not actively looking through the binos directly at the sniper round that came at him.
You didn't list them when you were going through gear, so I just want to make sure they weren't broken when they got dropped. Or
I was trying
whatever.
To list the stuff that you didn't know about from what you had seen. Yeah.
And do you want the M4?
Yeah, do you want to take the shotgun?
No.
Or can you at least carry it?
I don't want the shotgun.
I want the shotgun, but we'll give it to Emmett.
Okay, so you carry it.
You can sling it.
Yeah, I got it, but...
Just cross-sling them.
Yeah, it's just when we set up camp, I'm going to take all that shit off.
There is a weight component to this. Okay, so you're going to take the M4, and... So let's just be clear what Murphy's carrying. All right. M4, a shotgun, SVD... And a 30-06. And an M9.
Oh, shit, I got the 30-06, too.
And the M9 you could put in the backpack, and it would be irrelevant at that point.
Sure. But still, that's like, that's at least four rifles. Well, three rifles and a shotgun.
That's why I asked you to take the shotgun.
No, I'll take the SVD, though.
Such a douche. No. You have one.
Let's do this in character.
I don't want your shitty shotgun. What I will take is the rifle, though.
I'm going to use that for our mission.
Then, okay, you can have it. But I don't want your shitty shotgun. I have no use for it.
I also don't want to be making a ton of noise with weapons clanking around on my back.
So leave it here.
Yeah, I fucking hate shotguns anyways. He just leaves the shotgun. You know what? Yeah, leave the shotgun on the... He goes and puts it next to one of the bodies and leaves it there.
Like a trade. Thank you.
Take a penny, leave a penny.
No. Hey, make sure you take ammo. Ammo can still be traded, okay?
Sure.
Shotgun is too heavy, but the ammo, we can still use.
I mean, as a ref, I'm going to say this. You could break the shotgun down and put it in the backpack.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Because I would like it, these guys to have, you know... I think Emmett had a shotgun before.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying if you break it down, I'll let you put it in the backpack, which is a whole other 12, you know, encumbrance units in the backpack.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's no way Valentine's going to fucking lug all that shit. No, you can mule it.
That's fine.
I mean, doesn't Murph have like a strength of A or something like that anyway?
It doesn't matter. It's like a fixed 10, isn't it?
No, it's based on the die size. So your encumbrance is based off of the, like, what you can carry is based off of your strength.
Yeah, he's got a strength of A.
Yeah, so he can carry 12 encumbrance units plus another 12 in a backpack. So
he had to be that strong to carry around that fucking 50 all the time.
50 cal, yeah, yeah. All right, so we, I'm assuming you guys then are leaving the roof at this point.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so cut away from you guys and we're back over to the church. You guys were there in the sanctuary. Like I said, there was this younger woman over there sitting down, an older woman that was lighting some candles, praying over there. And you can see this other gentleman sitting there in the sanctuary. And that same door, a few minutes later, that gentleman went through, opens up, and you see this young priest come walking out. And he says... Hello, I am Father Charon.
Did you say Karen?
Charon.
Charon, okay.
Charon, like C-A-R-O-N, Charon. And I was told that you were looking for something? Said I should come speak with you?
Yeah, we are, we're looking for somewhere for this little girl here to be safe.
What is this little girl from?
Outside the city. We found her hunkered down in a junkyard quite a few miles out. She ain't said a word the whole time. I don't actually even know what language she speaks. I'm guessing Polish, but I don't know for sure. Father McIntyre told us we might be able to find something here for her. He ended up dying at the front gate by the refugee camp there the other day when the riot broke out.
That is very unfortunate.
Yeah, you're telling me. I guess when the good Lord says it's your time, it's your time.
Yes, he had been, for the most part, running this church, St. Mark's, but if he is gone, I assume that falls on me now. He says something to the little girl, and she kind of, like, looks at him, and he's like, we can house her here if he wants. The sisters, and you see this other, like, nun come walking out from the back. The sisters can take care of her if you want. I am guessing from your accents that you are all Americans. Is this correct?
Yes, we are.
Oh, very well. Yes, we can take care of this pole girl and shelter her. Find perhaps someone who, maybe some parents, someone who was willing to adopt her. There aren't really orphanages nowadays, but the sisters would be more than willing to assist. She does not seem to speak very much. Like, he says something to her in Polish again, and she's kind of like, she's holding her doll and is just still standing there quiet.
Yeah, well, she's been through a lot, so try not to be too hard on her.
Yes. Many people in my country have been through a lot.
We were also looking for any information on there was an American and a Polish man that we had heard had come here from Father McIntyre.
Oh, yes. What was the name? Maybe it's Harrison?
Yes.
I guess. And
Stanislav?
Stanislav, yes. Stanislav. Yes. I have not seen them in a couple days. They had been staying here, but I have not seen them in a couple days.
Okay, well, if they come back this way, you let them know that we're staying kind of close to the river here, just off the main drag. Father McIntyre also said that he had sent word to the American Embassy, or whatever they're calling it now.
Yes, is embassy in Old Town? Yes.
Yeah, about my son. Keanu, so if you get any word about that, I'd really appreciate anything, because I'm guessing it would probably come back to here.
Of course. I can, if you want to, do you have address? I can,
no,
we can
no,
reach you at?
No, we're kind of nomadic. We'll probably swing back by here before we take off if you do hear anything.
Of course, I can pass on the word. If I hear anything, I will let them know that you swing through here occasionally. And, of course. It seems like a chaotic way to communicate, but...
Yeah, that's pretty much par for the course at this point.
Yes, it is. Well, my plan is to have mass here shortly. If you would like to stay, you may... But, I mean, this service would be in Polish, so I do not know how useful it would be for you.
One, I don't speak Polish, and two, I've never really learned the Catholic hokey-pokey, so probably going to have to just go ahead and head off.
I'm not surprised. It's very old traditions in our church.
Would you know where we might be able to find something to eat around here? We've been traveling for quite a few days with a girl.
There is a market to the north. There are some vendors that have food, if that is what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're looking for. We appreciate your hospitality.
Of course. And I'm sorry, I forgot your name. What is your name again, sir?
Peterson.
Peterson. And your other name?
Everybody calls me Sai.
And Sai. Yes. I will write this down, and if we have anyone coming through looking, if we hear anything from the American Embassy, I will let you know.
Much appreciated.
And... have a good day, gentlemen.
So who am I turning the little girl over to?
The priest and the nuns?
Okay.
And as he says that, he walked away and started headed towards the front of the sanctuary, towards the altar.
I'd straighten the hat on her and tell her, we've got some stuff we've got to do in here, and it can get very dangerous. These nice people are going to take you in and make sure you're well taken care of. I I wished I would have been able to catch your name before all this, but I... You know, we just want to make sure that somebody's here to look out for you. Unfortunately, with some of the things we've got going on here, that's not going to be possible. So, we wish you the best. Good luck. Keep the hat.
And the nun is an elderly woman, and she's got her hand on the little girl, and she looks down at her, says something to her in Polish, and, you know, starts, like, leading her back towards the doors where she'd come out from beside the altar. And as she gets about halfway through the sanctuary, the girl, like, looks back at you, and you're waving, and she waves, and the nun puts her hand on her shoulders, and they continue on through the door. What are y'all gonna do?
Well, we've done our good deed for the day.
Yeah, it's for the best. I say we head for the market.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught or not, but I am missing a pistol after our walk over here. So, just FYI. Anybody who comes out of a bar and tries to befriend us, let's just start shooting people, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it needed all that. I mean, you just had a bunch of youngins, you know, getting loaded and messing around.
Messing around. We are in a war, and I have been stolen from. See, that's messing around.
Yeah, well, you're in a war. Them boys we ran into, they're still trying to have a childhood, so.
Yeah.
Maybe next time you just keep your eyes peeled a little better and things like this won't happen.
So far your church has failed me and now you have too. This has been great.
Oh, there'll be a lot more of that coming.
You want to be my buddy?
You can become a whole nother person real quick.
I start walking out. I grab my lever action and I start just kind of singing, "The sun will come out tomorrow." Mother.
All right. So you guys grab your weapons from that front little closet area, and you open up the door. And as you open up the door, you hear the bells on top of the church going bong, 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 bong. And you walk out, and that man that was standing out there by that crucifix is still standing there, but he has stopped. He's just standing there now, not preaching. And you all start to walk down the steps and back out of the church, and you see him turn and start to walk into the church. And cut back over to Murph and Valentine. What are you guys doing? You're going to head south? East of the bunker area?
Yeah. So not into the bunker hex, but southeast of our current hex, which would be northeast of the bunker hex.
To try to get a good view where you can oversee where the bunker is.
Yeah, yeah. Stay near the bunker, but trying to go all the way down to the river so that way we can see if any shipments coming in and out. Because Valentine thinks that that's the most likely place where Zhuko will be. Like monitoring import-export kind of things. So, and monitoring their comings and goings at that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, roll me a recon roll.
Do the binos help?
No.
Okay. I had to check. Mm-mm. Does Murphy help?
No.
Okay. Doesn't matter. I don't need it. Three successes.
Okay.
Dang, dude.
All right. So as you're moving through the city, you move down to that next hex that was to the northeast of where the bunker is, just north of where you're trying to get to. And you see up ahead an old gas station that's been there for a while.
We turn around and walk away.
So you want to avoid this gas station?
No, I'm kidding. I'm
we've any just been and in so all many gas stations.
Yeah, I mean, like outside of it, you see broke down vehicles, things that are just like vehicles that are just fucking sitting there. You see eight or nine vehicles just like sitting outside of this place that look like they've been stripped, looted, whatever.
True.
Also, you see some movement inside. That's kind of on your path that you're trying to take there.
We'll navigate around.
Okay. Roll me a recon roll.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's going to be their thing. Lowest recon?
Mm-hmm. Sneaking recon.
Pack mule, you want that one?
Sure. Adam, is this the passive one, or is this...
No, this is the active one that you get the bonus for.
Okay. Two successes.
Okay. So y'all start kind of taking the long way around that, which means basically you got to go to that hex to the north of it to go loop around.
Okay.
So while we're walking, Murph just asks quietly, so this man that you want to kill, who is he? What is he to you?
You talk too much during patrol.
Fair enough.
And you guys continue on. We cut back over and we see Emmett and Josiah. Cy, as he apparently likes to go by, like D from Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. And there's a 90s reference for anybody out there. Great book. If you haven't read it, read it. Or series of books, graphic novels, whatever, comics.
Graphic novel.
I have like a collection of it now. What? I think it was comics. Anyway, none of this is the point. The point is, we see, what are you guys doing? What is Cy and Emmett doing?
We're walking. I'm keeping an eye out for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd be heading over to the market.
All right. Roll me a recon roll.
That's still me. The D and a C. Switch. Recon is D and a C. One success.
Yeah, as you're walking along, you walk by that same bar where you had walked by before that group of kids comes out, and you see five people come walking out of there. They seem to be in good spirits. But when they see you in uniform as you're walking by, they're like Americans, huh? Americans. You and Russia, they fuck this up. You just come here and just fuck all this up. Fuck, why don't you go home? And they're like fucking like yelling at you guys. Like, you go home. You go somewhere else. Just fucking leave. Why the fuck are you even here? And then, like, half of it's in Polish and half of it's in English, but you can tell they're not very happy with y'all. What do you want to do?
I could not agree with you more.
just fucking go. Go. And, like, one of them throws a bottle and, like, psh, like, breaks beside you.
All right, easy.
Let's come here and fuck all this up. We were fine. We were fine until all of you take your petty bullshit and bring it here.
I get it. But let's realize that we didn't bring it here any more than we got left here.
No, you just get dropped here. Didn't come here of your own volunteering.
No, definitely didn't volunteer. Would not be in this shithole if I didn't have to be.
Still, your people bring this shit here. Leave you here, bomb shit out of place. Someone else's home, and fight in their home and break all their shit. It's what you do.
You could roll persuasion, actually. One of you, if you want to.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Sorry. At a negative two. Unless you have something that you think might bring it up. Other than that, you outnumber them because you don't.
Yeah.
You know, on the flip side of that, none of us know if our home is there or not.
Who cares about your home? You came here and fucked our home.
I'm not there.
What do you have for persuasion?
I start out with a B and a C, so that would take it down to a C and a D.
Okay, well then you're better than me, even with the minus two.
Nothing. Well, I'll push it. Nothing. Stress.
21.
Yeah, so as you guys are walking, like, they're throwing rocks at you guys. They're not hitting you guys very well, because it's like they're fucking drunk as shit. But they're, like, throwing rocks, they're throwing fucking bottles, and, like, shit's breaking behind you guys as you guys are walking away. And they're, like, yelling at you guys in Polish. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we got going on right now as you guys are walking off. Cut back over to Murph and Valentine. Roll me another recon roll.
Okay. Two successes.
All right, up ahead, you see a whole, another group of civilians. You see about, like, maybe 10. And they seem, you know, malnourished. Definitely not well-fed, but like most people, but looks like they're maybe looking for a place to stay, maybe looking for food, or just kind of scavenging the urban area where you guys are. But they don't seem to have noticed you. What do you want to do?
You see that one with the yellow on them? The yellow on their shirt? You see them?
Yes.
Take him.
From here?
From here. They do not see us yet. You shoot him, the rest scatter, and we can go through freely.
Sure.
All right, roll me a recon roll.
For sneaking?
Mm-hmm.
One success.
Okay.
Would you like to push that roll?
Would you like to push that roll?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. No success.
Well, you would have only rolled, re-rolled one of them. One, the die that wasn't a success.
Okay, well, then still but either way, success. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so tell me what this looks like. You find in a shooting spot. Remember, this is urban terrain.
Mm-hmm. He just goes off to the side of the road.
Are they all still covered in trash from their makeshift ghillies?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It'll help us for when we're doing observation on the bunker.
The terrain hasn't changed that much, so yeah, fuck it.
Just getting the mental image.
Yeah, so goes to the corner of a blasted out building. Takes his time, sets up. Gets prone, uses the hull of a smashed building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sets a sniper rifle on. Called shot, headshot.
So we cut to a shot looking through the crosshairs of this scope, right? And we see, like I said, a person looks emaciated, malnourished. Sunken in cheeks, kind of this hollow look in their eyes as they're just like, it seems like what they're doing is scrounging around for food or whatever they might find, maybe something they can trade for food. And this person's just like looking around, and for a second there, they look straight at you.
As that happens, he squeezes the trigger.
Roll range combat.
One success.